Game one of the World Series, World Series Game one, Los Angeles Dodgers 7, Seattle Mariners 3, Yoshinobu Yamamoto delivered 7 shutout innings and Los Angeles exploded for a 5-run third, giving the Dodgers a dominant 7-3 victory over Seattle in Game one of the World Series on Saturday night at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers battered Luis Castillo early and never looked back, handing Seattle its first loss in a World Series game since 1995. A late Mariners rally made the final score respectable, but this one was never in doubt after the third inning dissolved into a nightmare for Seattle's ace. The damage began in the second, when Will Smith drove a 2-run homer to right field, and then Castillo simply fell apart in the third. Miguel Rojas led off with a solo shot, Mookie Betts followed with another, and by the time Smith added a 2-run double and Teoscar Hernandez cleared the bases with a 2-run double of his own, Los Angeles had a 7-0 lead, and Castillo was already in the shower. The Mariners' AI manager pulled Castillo after just 2 innings and 42 pitches, an almost unthinkable decision by the calendar, but an unavoidable one by the evidence. "I hate to do it this early," the Seattle AI manager explained, "but Luis has given us nothing tonight. 5 hits and 4 runs through not even 3 full innings at only 42 pitches. That tells me it's not a workload problem, it's a stuff problem." Edward Bazzardo entered and stemmed the bleeding briefly before surrendering 3 more runs across 2 innings. The Mariners' AI manager cycled through relievers with unusual patience given the deficit, ultimately leaning on Carlos Vargas to eat innings and protect the bullpen for a long series. "We're down 7-0 in the third inning," the Seattle AI manager acknowledged when removing Bazzardo for the final time. "This game is not ours to win tonight. The Dodgers have punched us in the mouth, and we've got to be honest about that." Vargas responded with one of the few bright spots in Seattle's night, retiring 12 batters across 4-plus innings, allowing just 2 hits with no walks. The Mariners avoided a shutout in the eighth when Dominic Canzone launched a 3-run homer off reliever Paul Gervais, a cosmetic blow that trimmed the deficit to 4 but had no bearing on the outcome. The Dodgers' AI manager had already done the arithmetic on pulling Yamamoto before the inning. "The math here is straightforward," Los Angeles explained when Gervais entered. "We're up 7-0 with 2 outs and the bases empty in the eighth. Leverage index is 0.24. This is as low stakes as it gets in a baseball game." Gervais's night was rough. Canzone's 3-run shot was the ugliest line of the evening for any reliever, but the game was never threatened. Smith was the offensive catalyst for Los Angeles, going 2-for-4 with a homer, a double, 3 RBI, and 2 runs scored. He was the right man in the right moments, coming up with runners aboard in each of his big plate appearances and punishing Castillo's mistakes with authority. Hernandez added 2 RBI on his third inning double to cap the Dodgers' offensive burst, and Los Angeles finished with 10 hits against 3 Seattle pitchers, collecting at least 1 base hit in 5 of 8 innings. Yamamoto was peerless. The right-hander worked 7 shutout innings on 88 pitches, holding Seattle to 3 hits while striking out 6 and walking 3. He worked cleanly through the heart of Seattle's order twice, and the Mariners' hitters never solved him. His ERA through 1 World Series start, 0.00. The Dodgers' AI manager noted the efficiency, but pulled Yamamoto to open the eighth, with the outcome decided, sound series management in October when every pitcher arm matters. Castillo took the loss, charged with 5 hits and 4 earned runs in 2 innings. His pitch count of 42 made the early hook look bizarre on paper. The results made it look obvious. The Dodgers lead the series 1-0, with Game 2 set for Sunday night at Dodger Stadium. Seattle's rotation will need to regroup quickly, and its bullpen, already stretched by Vargas's workload in a lopsided opener, maybe thinner than the Mariners would like heading into what amounts to a must-win game before the series shifts north. This has been a Deep Dugout production, AI-managed baseball, simulated and narrated.